Welcome to Are We Gonna Talk About It with Ty
and Taryn. It is a space where we have candid conversations surrounding
faith, marriage,
family, and ministry.
Here we go.
All right.
Let's talk. What's
and
up?
And another one.
How's everybody doing on this beautiful morning, evening, afternoon,
good morning, afternoon
whatever time
evening.
You're listening
yeah.
to this podcast?
Welcome
to Are We Gonna Talk About It with Ty
and Taryn.
I'm glad that you tuned in today another episode with us, and we are going to talk about something juicy that many of you may know about already. Some of you may have
juicy?
Never heard about.
Or is it exposing?
Exposing. Man, yeah, it's juicy because I feel like I've been learning a lot about myself. And so we're going to get into this very shortly. Let us know how you're doing. If you're listening to this, drop something in the chat. Let us know how you're doing. But also like, subscribe. Rate, comment, do all of the things so that we can
all
make sure
that
this content gets out to as many people as possible.
Yeah, look, I just want to say thank you to those of you who listened to the previous episode, and gave us some love.
A lot of encouragement.
A lot of you are experiencing some of that even right now. And so want to let you know, thank you, but we're also praying for you that, you know, God will continue to lead you in whatever decisions you got to make. But
absolutely.
Yeah, thank y'all for showing some love to us on that.
Absolutely.
One.
Yeah.
That was good.
It greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
Let's get into this today.
What are we getting into?
We ready to
dig through
it.
I got into the other day. I got into those kids' rooms and I was like, I had been putting it off for a long, long time,
yeah.
But I went into the great abyss.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
I had to do some cleaning. I don't know, y'all. I don't know if y'all get like me.
Because if you let the kids manage their own room.
Yeah. So I've been really trying to do better with, like, you know, just communicating to them like, hey, you know, make sure you tidy this up and setting type of boundaries mm-hmm. with them to like have certain things in place before they go to bed. And lately it's been kind of getting a little bit out of whack. So I had to go in and do a whole clean sweep, had to throw away a lot of stuff. I'm like, okay, you ain't playing with that no more. We're going to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it because they were actually, one of them actually really helped and enjoyed it. And
but y'all can't guess which one that was.
The other one was trying to play with everything. So y'all probably already know. Like, look, we trying to clean up and here you are coming in here like pulling stuff out and
my boy.
Just sitting there. You don't expose him.
he's mine.
But yeah, so I got into that room and I had to do a whole clean sweep. It was to the point that after I finished, the boy, he was like turning flips all on the floor. Like I could tell it did something
to
him.
This is amazing.
He was like having a ball. I got video of it, so I have to show it to you. Because I don't think I showed it to you. But yeah, I could tell like it's something when you declutter, when you clean up. Like, I know for me it helps, but seeing my kids recognize the difference in that, it blessed me. So it was not in vain. And hopefully they'll keep their rooms clean.
That's pretty amazing, man. You out here cleaning kids' rooms.
Ooh, goodness.
When I was a kid. I don't remember.
Well, I had to clean it to the standard. Here's the thing. I had to bring them up to a standard. They had to come up to a standard of cleaning. So that they will know when things are out of place, what it's supposed to look like.
Mm.
So sometimes, come on, preach. Sometimes God has to do a clean sweep in your life.
Clean sweep.
He has to bring you up to where you need to be. And it feels uncomfortable. It feels exposing. He has to prune and pluck and get rid of some things. But guess what? Now you know the standard.
Wow,
when you fall below that standard, you know what it's supposed to look like. Hello, somebody. I didn't know I was about to preach on that, but that was good.
Which brings us to a nice segue to our conversation.
Because he did a clean sweep in us.
Gentle-ish parenting.
That's what we're talking about today.
Gentle-ish.
You probably see it by the title.
Gentle-ish. And we use gentle-ish because, you know, like.
I'm trying, like, Lord.
Gentle parenting is cool, man. But when you raising like the type of kids that we got in our house.
I'm sure. Like,
gentle-ish, like
they say that, but I don't know. We're gonna get into it.
We are going to talk about all of it.
I think we have good kids, but I think they just very.
Oh, we have amazing kids.
Yeah, energetic and active. And if I could describe it, like I love my kids, I really do.
Of course you do.
I wake up in the morning and I'm like, okay, let's go. It's go time. And our kids, I told y'all, if y'all know,
they'll
sometimes
pull the best out of you
at 6 o'clock in the morning and you're like, okay, what just happened? what just happened? Like, now how I'm supposed to get back to that?
How am I supposed to pivot back to pivot to my good
I gotta
mood?
Pivot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Our kids will bring the best.
They're bringing the best.
That's how we're going to say it.
Yeah, I love that. I like that.
They bring the best out of us.
They bring the best out of us.
And so we know about this trend of gentle parenting.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, we have not completely subscribed to gentle parenting. But at the same time, we do believe that there are values on both sides that we take from it. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we base our parenting styles on what does the word of God say about it?
Yeah, that's the final authority.
And if it is not very clear, then does our parenting style exemplify the fruit of the Spirit or the love of Christ or the grace of Christ or mercy? All of those things. And so we're going to dig into it.
Yeah.
But first, I thought it would be good to maybe for maybe people who maybe don't know exactly. Yeah. At least to give an idea of what at least you know my perception of my thought of what gentle parenting is, and that is us being able to or that is the thought is I'm sorry the thought is for us to, instead of being parents or authoritative figures over them, instead becoming partners with our children's our children. I can't even talk. Hold on, let me get some
partners with our children.
Thank you.
So
I got it.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so you would be focused more on their emotions and their emotional intelligence and their feelings and what they
giving
think.
Giving them space and
encouraging
them
to have more of a voice. When, you know, the way I I came up.
Yeah, I'm sure for a lot of millennials.
We didn't have a voice. It was because I said so. Right.
Yeah.
It was sit down and do what I told.
And they were just doing the best that they could with what they and the knowledge that they had.
And I want to be very clear. How I was brought up was not bad.
Yeah.
Like
my
parents weren't dictators and just like, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't traumatic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it wasn't this. Well, how do you feel about it? What do you think about it? Do you want to go to bed right now or do you want to go to bed later? Do you want to eat this for dinner tonight or do you want to eat something else? And so, but again, I think we're going to dig through it.
Yeah,
today.
I was going to say with that. And so I know some people when it comes to the topic of gentle parenting, there may be like some type of like resistance towards it. Like he said, we haven't subscribed fully to it, but there are a lot of practical things that for me that has convicted me when it comes to gentle parenting and just what I need to be doing better in as a parent, as a person that's bringing up these tiny humans who will eventually become full adults and
that's
they need to know how to be able to function in life. And so, like you said, being able to allow them to have a voice even now, because like if all you do is just silence your child and then it's time for them to become an adult, they're going to be waiting on permission to be. And so I think we're digging in. But first, what we want to do
let's dig in. Go ahead.
Is first just share our own personal self-discoveries of what it's been like
That's
out
scary.
Here in these parental streets. I will go ahead and put myself out there. One of the areas for me that I am cultivating, actually a fruit of the Spirit, is gentleness. And this was something
So this is something you're learning about yourself.
Yeah, that I'm not gentle. I'm not gentle. I'm becoming gentle now, but I can be like very firm.
So you didn't have to go outside your house to learn that?
No, the Holy Spirit lives inside of me.
You didn't have to learn that from coworkers. You didn't have to learn that from somebody from a grocery store. You didn't have to learn that from family on the out. You learned that right in your own home.
In my own home, and my kids, they brought the best out of me because now I'm cultivating gentleness in my life with them. I think, and it's so many different factors. What I realized, I had to really allow the Lord to reveal, okay, why am I not gentle? Let's start there. And I think the root for me was like not being able to put things in order in life. And so I'm firm and I'm rushing and I'm putting pressure on them because, well, for one, I'm not being gentle with myself. Hello.
That's a big part of it.
But then also, I think having order in your home, having order in your life, having a routine in your life, having things set up in place allows me to be able to, you know, be the parent that I need to be and show that gentleness to them. I'm rushing them. I'm like, and I realized I don't know. It was just like the Holy Spirit just took a mirror and showed me myself. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you always rushing them? Why are you always like, come on, come on. It's like, they're going to grow up feeling like they got to just rush through every mm-hmm. single thing. And we even see it sometimes, even with our kids, like what's next? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing next? And so the Lord is like, you need to slow down a little bit, give them space. And respond to them in gentleness.
You learn that about yourself through them. Mm-hmm. I love what you said because I see myself in it as well, especially with the rushing part. It's mm-hmm. like I was becoming frustrated, especially, and I know a lot of parents can identify with this, like during the work week, mm-hmm. when you're trying to get kids out the door to school and get them there on time, because if mm-hmm. they don't get there on time, then you might have to go into school and fill out mm-hmm. A form and get them to class, all of that. So like trying to rush them out, they're frustrated. Mm-hmm. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
They arrive at school frustrated and they've already started the day on the wrong foot. And so instead, what I've learned is just what you said. You hadn't mm-hmm. been gentle with yourself. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been giving myself the self-love, the time that I needed for me to wake up early enough to have mm-hmm. time for myself mm-hmm. and then to have time for them so that they can kind of pace. And it happened even just this morning.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
This morning, I think I actually apologized to the kids, which is crazy by itself. But I say it's crazy, but I think it's crazy because I never thought I'd be the parent apologizing to my kids. Mm-hmm. But I apologized and I said, I'm sorry for rushing y'all. Daddy woke up late. And they gave me grace, mm-hmm. which I thought was incredible. I'm like, how is it that they are showing me, like I'm supposed to be teaching them, and maybe I did, but they're showing me grace. And they're like, Daddy, Taylor said, Daddy, it's not your fault. It's mm-hmm. okay. But I stopped her at that moment and I said, Taylor, it was actually a teachable moment.
Yeah,
I said,
it was.
This is my fault because I didn't wake up early enough. And so I'm rushing y'all out the door. And I said, it is okay to take responsibility when you are wrong.
That was good.
You know what I mean? And so like I needed that for me. Mm-hmm. One of many, many things that I'm learning about myself.
Yeah. I like that because I feel like in order to really parent your children in a healthy way, you do have to know yourself. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, we're always discovering who we are. We're mm-hmm. always evolving and changing.
That's good.
But it's just like being able to know yourself at the core, and knowing those things about yourself, mm-hmm. it definitely helps you to extend grace to your child.
Because really
then you
does.
Give them space because you know your child. And the thing about it is every child is different.
Every single
And so you
child.
Cannot just take, well, this was how I was raised.
Let's talk about that.
This was how I was raised.
Let's talk
and so
about that.
I'm gonna raise you like this. Mm-hmm. Like, so for example, Tyler, he is a little more sensitive, mm-hmm. you know, and Taylor, she can be kind of sensitive, but I noticed that with Tyler, he's a lot more sensitive than her. I also know with Tyler that he has a bit of an aggression. Mm-hmm. You know, like when there's mistreatment happening, he's mm-hmm. an advocate. We know that about him. And so I'm seeing these differences in them. So Taylor, with her being our firstborn, being able to, like, initially we think one way because we mm-hmm. only have one child. But when Tyler came, it was a different type of dynamic that happened to where he would cry about things that Taylor, when she was that age, didn't cry about. Mm-hmm. And so not just wrapping him up into how we brought her up, like, you're going to be all right, but just like taking time to really like listen to him and just give him that room to say, okay, Tyler, why are you feeling this way?
Yeah. One thing that I've learned is that we treat our kids differently, mm-hmm. but we love them the same. We handle them
the
differently, but we love them the same.
Yeah.
And so, for instance, with Tyler, he has a hard shell, but he is sensitive.
Very sensitive.
And so for me, if I raise my voice, it doesn't affect him. Mm-hmm. Like in most cases, it doesn't affect him unless it gets really loud. Then he's like, why are you yelling? Mm-hmm. But what really affects him is when I get down to his level mm-hmm. and I'm talking really soft and I'm looking him right in his eyes.
Yeah.
Then his eyes start to tear up. That's when he starts to break a little bit.
Yeah. And so that's a difference even with like you being able to talk to Taylor, like you don't necessarily have to do that with her and engage with her, but it's just like, you know her, you know, okay, I know this will be the thing to really get her attention so that she can listen
Taylor
to me.
Taylor feels the disappointment in the words as well, but you don't have to be in her face. You don't got to look her eye to eye. You don't have to raise your voice. If you just say, Taylor, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. That
would Taylor, that is not, that is not like
so
you.
So even that is something that I've picked up on, and it takes time and observation. Like, we can't afford, or we can't allow ourselves to become so busy that we're not taking notice and paying attention to our children and their needs and their responses and their reactions. Right. Like Taylor, like you said, if you say something to her, she feels so disappointed, and I recognize with her that certain things will like break her, and then she starts like this self-blame or condemnation on her. And so I'm recognizing that now, so I'm like, okay, maybe we need to reword how we say things to her so that, you know, she can still get what we're saying, but it will be she will receive it in a way where it's not like, oh, I'm a horrible person,
right?
You know,
right? So like, I think
so that reinforcement in a way.
So like, I think we're learning, just like you said, like you learn it about yourself and it helps you to be able to train and teach them. So we are also learning boundaries for ourselves to set for our children. And it's not easy. Literally, like last night I was fussing at Tyler and then I had to correct myself, just like, okay, this is not cool. Like, I'm teaching him how to fuss.
Yeah.
I'm teaching him how to yell. So I had to correct it, and I did it. I got low. I got eye level. I talked very softly to him. We had a conversation and I said, do you know why that made me upset? And we talked it through. And after we got done talking, we're laughing. We did our little dap and like he, you know, ran away laughing. But setting those boundaries for myself allows him to also learn the boundaries as well. Daddy, you overstepped your boundaries, right? Now, he won't say that. But he sees it.
He sees it. Yeah.
He sees Daddy is screaming at me. He's yelling, like he's all the way up in my face, you know, screaming at me. Daddy grabbed me up real fast, or Daddy shoved me, or whatever it is. He feels like I've overstepped. But if I set those boundaries, then he also has an expectation for his future relationships as well.
To think that that's how
that
we,
if a teacher crosses those boundaries, he should, and that's emotional intelligence. That if a teacher crosses these lines, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong. You're not supposed to be up in my face. If one of his friends at school crosses the line and puts their hands on him, he knows, hey, you crossing, you're in my space. But it's been established with us first. So that then they understand the boundaries for themselves.
One of the boundaries for myself is communicating when I am tired. Instead of just being so frustrated and lashing out, or just short, like
that might be both of us,
like letting them know, like, mommy's a little tired right now, so I'm gonna try to finish doing this,
give
and,
me some space,
and I'll give you a little space, you go over here and do that. But just simply communicating, it's like, okay, well, why do I gotta explain that to a 5 or 8 year old? It's just like
they learn.
And the thing about it is, you're sowing a seed into them. You're teaching them when you're not necessarily sitting them down and talking to them and teaching them,
right?
Because I can see so much of myself in Taylor in how she interacts even with her brother. She thinks like she's his second mother.
That part right there.
But where does she get this thought process of what a mother should look like from, you know, look
she's
like?
She's learned honestly.
She's learning it from me. And so there have been moments where I will see her talking to him a certain way, and I'm like,
I've seen it.
That's me.
That's me.
That's me. Like, I got to change that. And I'm starting to feel it even more now because they're getting older. And so a lot of things are now sticking with them to where it's just like, Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me be on point with this, because I don't want them to grow up and have, you know, as you get older, you have like, you may not be able to fully remember your childhood, but there are like certain things that stick out. I don't want it to stick out that my mom, she was good, but she always yelled at us, or you know, it was
nothing
like certain
was
things
good enough
nothing,
for her,
yeah,
or she was always
like I don't
on
want
me.
That to be the core memory of their childhood. And so it's just like, we can't, for me, I can't afford to just, you know, let things pass by and not check myself, or put, you know, have those boundaries for myself so that I can be what they need to be, so that as they look over their life, as they become adults, as they have their own children, that they can, you know, implement a better version.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's a tough, that's a tough reality. Like seeing in your kids the negative things that are in you. Mm-hmm. If I'm being completely honest, just yesterday I was sharing with you some really hard, like a really hard reality that I came to, mm-hmm. where I learned a lot about myself through my son. Mm-hmm. And so, and a lot of the things, and I think if many parents would be honest with themselves, like at the root of your frustration with your kids, many of those things are probably traits that you have, mm-hmm. or probably things that you do.
Yeah.
Or
even trauma.
That, or trauma, mm-hmm. That either you've projected onto them, or that maybe are triggers for you, but they have learned from you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so for me, I had a reality check where I was just like, the reason I'm so frustrated is because that is me. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I was when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And like, and everything just came rushing back. And I'm just thinking about how my parents used to, you know, how they used to talk to me and have to stay on me about stuff and remind me of stuff. And I was just, a light bulb went off and I was just like, gosh, it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it would be natural, like, yeah, duh, obviously. But when God actually begins to reveal those things to you, it ain't pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not cute. Right. And so I had to look within myself like, okay, I need to give him grace. Mm-hmm. The same grace that I still need now.
Yeah.
Not that I needed back then. I still need it now. And so if I realize, okay, I wasn't just that kid, but I am still that kid. Mm-hmm. And every time I see it, that's why it triggers me.
Wow.
And that's why I scream and that's why I yell. And I shared it with you one time. We can move on. I shared it with you one time. Like, I think the reason that I'm so hard, or you called me militant early in our parenthood, but the reason I felt that I was so hard, and I shared it with you, I said, because I want the best for them. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them to get it so much. Like, I want them to be successful. Mm-hmm. Like, I love them so hard that, like, you have to learn this lesson. Like, you have mm-hmm. to get it, instead of giving them grace mm-hmm.
to make mistakes
or yeah. to be a kid.
Yeah.
It's like the times that our kids get in trouble the most.
I'll say when
they're not listening, but usually they're laughing.
Right.
They're having a good time. They're running around screaming at the top of their, they're enjoying
just being
themselves.
A kid.
Right. Kid stuff, but they're getting in trouble because we're like, y'all are too loud. Why are y'all screaming? Mm-hmm. You know, relax, sit down.
That's because they're being kids. We're so occupied with everything
else.
So we're projecting onto them our frustrations
our
with
stress.
Dealing with everything else.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. All of that. And
wow.
so it's been a tough reality for me, mm-hmm. but I'm working through it. I'm spilling my life on this podcast.
Thank
I'm out.
You for
go
spilling
ahead.
Your
you
life.
Go.
I believe you're not only helping us, but you're helping somebody else. So y'all, this episode went a little longer than we planned. So what we decided to do, we're going to add a part two in. So be on the lookout for part two.
It got
good.
We didn't want to short y'all on this. We wanted to give y'all everything that we had.
And we didn't want to take up a whole bunch of your time. So be on the lookout for part two. More parenting,
gentle-ish
parenting. Episode number two coming soon.
All right, see y'all
Bye.
On the next one.